Need a camera on Jeff and Landfill right now.
Yeah, I mean, they chumps. They do all that dancing when the camera's not on them.
All right, who wants a Brandon Ayuk update?
I really don't care about one, but I'll take one since, you know. The one question I would ask, did Washington change their stance?
No.
Okay, well, that's about as much as I care about it.
Here's what I'm going to read something, and then we'll go around the room for a simple pop quiz, okay? The Patriots, we're talking Brandon Ayuk getting traded from the Niners. He requested a trade. Mm-hmm. All they can do is try to trade you, pal.
Okay.
The Patriots reportedly are no longer involved.
Okay.
They were serious contenders. Let me finish. They were serious contenders for a while. This is from Matt Maiocco, who's been dominating the story, NBC mm-hmm. Sports Bay Area. They were serious contenders for a while. The Patriots were prepared to offer the largest deal of the teams who pursued Ayuk. Two sources told NBC Sports Bay Area that New England's proposal topped $30 million a year. Okay. Another source confirmed that former 49ers wide receiver Kendrick Bourne would have been part of the trade. Brandon Ayuk said no. Said, I don't want to go. Apparently, he's not too wild about going to Cleveland either.
So, the question is, do you want to be traded, dude, or are you just trying to make them give you? Because what's happening is the people that are trying to trade for you gives you some level of strength to where you can get what you want. You want to get paid. When they back out of it, the 49ers now have 99% of the damn control. The moment the next team give you the one-finger salute, Brandon Ayuk, guess what? The 49ers now start pulling back money. So you better get something done real soon or you're screwing yourself.
Simple question here. Brandon Ayuk more or less just kind of was a rabble-rouser, troublemaker on social media all summer. Finally, he came to camp, sort of. He's a hold-in. He requested a trade. Now they have trade offers on the table that would also get him paid $30 million a year, and he's saying no. Simple question. I'll start with Jeffrey. Is Brandon Ayuk a pain in the ass?
Yes, and it sounds like he just wanted to play with his best friend.
So you still think, I'm telling you, Washington is out of the Brandon Ayuk business.
No. I'm not saying, you know, we're entertaining. I think, If he said no to the Patriots and he seemed out on Cleveland, and Cleveland is a team that could contend for a ring, it just sounds like he just wants to play with Jaden Daniels.
You're a grown-ass man.
Listen.
If the team that Jaden Daniels played for doesn't want you and another team offer you $30 million and you don't take that, then you're not only are a little selfish bastard, you are a dumbass. I'm going to be straight up with you. Dude, you're in this game to get paid, and they're offering you a deal that could change your life forever. And you still say, oh, I don't want to go there. Dude, what's the deal then?
How immature are you?
Listen, man, I got a deal for him.
And maybe we don't know. I'm not saying that's the case.
Get a box of preparation H and send it to him.
So that would be a yes. Brandon Ayuk is a pain in the ass vote for Brian Mitchell.
There you go.
Professor Landini, you have multiple degrees, advanced degrees, I would add, the best degrees. You have a lot of degrees in BSology. You detect it, you call it out, you stomp it out, which is unfortunate for your shoes, but you know BS. Is Brandon Ayuk a pain in the ass?
Yeah, absolutely. Even more than that, I don't even really understand what the goal is here. You'd think if it was just money, you know, he'd take the opportunity to go to a new team that's going to pay him a gigantic chunk of money. If it was just trying to win, you know, he'd probably just stay there in San Francisco. Undoubtedly, they're willing to offer him a lot of money, maybe not as much as he'd like, but I don't really understand what his like end game is here. Most people would have just accepted the win and gone to the Patriots and taken the money.
How dare you give me $30 million a year, the exact amount I've been holding out for and demanding a trade for. How dare you? He is currently set to make $14 million this season. I like this from John Lee in the chat. He said, Brandon Ayuk's situation is the definition of can't have your cake and eat it too. You want out of San Fran. You want to get paid. Cool.
Hey.
Here's a place to go get paid. It's Boston. It's cold. I think Jacoby Brissett is significantly better than the rookie quarterback.
Well, our friend, he's on the chat now. He said he may be a pain in the ass, but he better not end up with the Cowboys, the Eagles, or the Giants.
Cowboys got no money.
They don't want him.
Cowboys are a
mess. They don't want him.
The Giants just drafted Malik Nabers. I don't think that's happening. I hear that. I mean, maybe Tomlin's the right guy to handle him. I mean, if you consider Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and all the egos. I mean, hell, Ben Roethlisberger, it's not like he doesn't have some stuff. All the stuff Tomlin's been able to handle. Maybe
Tomlin won't deal with another AB.
Bro, you think Gerard Mayo in his first year coaching wants to deal with all this?
Well, they just said, okay, but we out of it then. We offered you what you were asking for, and now you don't want to play? What Brandon Ayuk is doing now? He's about to go back to camp.
I think it's, and people can disagree with me on this, to not want to go to Cleveland is stupid.
Cleveland, they're loaded.
Cleveland has one of the best defenses in the NFL. Last year, I think they won 11 games last season. And maybe he and Deshaun Watson aren't friends or whatever, but like,
if the quarterback
they went 11-6 last year, and Nick Chubb was hurt.
That dude didn't like me in college, and I started throwing the ball. He started hanging around me all the time. We became best friends.
Dude, Cleveland's loaded. If they're willing to pay, I mean, Amari Cooper last year, despite a lot of ups and downs at the quarterback position, I think still finished with 1,200 yards, and you get your 30 mil. Like, what, you don't like Lake Erie or something? Hey, Cleveland's got a nice little downtown. I kind of like Cleveland.
Man, do what you do.
Cleveland's, he just wants to play with Jaden Daniels. Like, everything just points to that.
Then
like,
grow TF
well, up. If that's exactly what you want to do, maybe you shouldn't have been exposing Jaden and throwing him under the bus.
Hey, look, he want to play with Jaden. I want $1 million.
I want a Range Rover.
We don't get what we want.
Bishop brought up something interesting, too. And not to say they're college buddies, right? That's how it's been explained to us. They played together 1 year.
Yeah.
It's not like, and maybe they've been close friends ever since. Like, I get that you can make relationships and have good friends.
Listen to me,
but like,
I got a lot of friends that I'm very close with. Did not want to play football with them.
Well, B.
And didn't care if I did.
Here's a real question.
As long as we both get paid,
this can be the end of the Brandon Ayuk as the world turns for today. Is there any, your friend Gil.
Yeah.
He's like a brother to you.
Yeah.
I love Gil. If Gil was in Nashville and somebody offered you $30 million to go to Toledo, Ohio.
I'm like, dog, we're going to see each other on vacation. Look, as simple as this, Gil's son was waiting on a scholarship from my school. Columbia and UPenn offered him. He called me and said, man, we waiting on UL. I say, if you keep waiting, I'm not your friend anymore.
Yeah, man.
You better send your kid to one of those damn Ivy League schools.
Friends want what's best yes, for their friends.
That's it.